Okay, members, we're back live. We're on Agency 101, Supreme Court. I'm on page 14, Supreme Court Administration, and it is Unit 0101. Now, this is the Chief Justice rec. I got to say that different. I'm going to say the Chief's rec. Can I say that? Okay. We're on page 14. Everybody there?
Unit 101, that's where you are.
0101?
Yeah, I don't have a page 14. It says
SC-13
at the bottom.
It does, and my tab says 14. Well, I guess it goes 13 to 14, yeah. What's the difference? Is it the continuation of that? Let me look. It's a continuation. It's a two-pager.
Okay, gotcha.
Got it. Sorry, okay. Representative Walsh. We're ready for amendments.
Mr. Chairman, I would propose an amendment to reduce the exception budget request for office equipment by half.
Are those the chairs?
Those are the chairs.
Okay. Motion to reduce that by half. Is there a second? Anybody dare second that? Thank you, Representative Burkhardt. I'm looking at the attorneys, and it was just... They are like this. Okay. Any discussion? Senator Meyer.
Yeah.
I got to learn everybody's names again.
These things last for decades. They're cheap at price, twice the price.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay. All those in favor of the amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Show of hands in favor? Second, vote for 1, 2, 3. One opposed, yeah, we're lost. I was hoping we didn't have quite as big a quorum. Okay. Any other amendments? Nice try. Okay. Any other amendments? Okay. We're on page 13, 14, unit 0101, Chief's Rec. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 17. And it is 17. And it is Supreme Court Children's Justice Project. And that is, no?
Mr. Chairman?
Shit. Time out. No, I skipped something. I did. I am on pro se packets. Is that how you say that, Mr.? Okay. We're on page 17, SC 16, actually. It's 16, 17.
Mr. Chairman?
0101 Supreme Court pro se packet.
Mr. Chairman? Over here.
Where am I hearing
over
that?
Here.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Mike.
I just wanted to let you know the tabs on the Adobe, it's the page number that Adobe assigned it in terms of the steps down, but you're right, it does not correspond to the Supreme Court budget page number.
Okay, so it's going to mess with my mojo a little bit, but that's all right. We'll have to get a new thing going here. Okay, so we're on pro se packets. Chief's rec, any amendments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? It's been adopted. Page SC 18, Supreme Court Child Justice Project, Unit 01B9. Chief's rec, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 21, Supreme Court Credit Card Convenience Fees. It's on page 20, and it's 0109. Chief's rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 24, Supreme Court. And what is that? It's Wyoming Center for Legal Aid. That's what WCLA is. Okay, I'm working it. All right. Page 01, or unit 0120. Chief's rec. All those
Mr.
in favor.
Mr. Chairman.
Time out. We have an amendment.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to... remove the $200,000 under grant 626, which was that's the money for the children's center.
I thought that was an exception request.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just one second.
Okay. $200 is for.
Well, there's four full-time positions.
Mr. Chairman, and then grants.
I'm right. Okay. No, Mr. Chairman, looking up on page SC23, it talks about the $200,000 is for the center. So, yeah, I would move to eliminate that.
Okay. I'll second it. Any other discussion? Representative Wallace.
Mr. Chairman, this is different than the Supreme Court Learning Center?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Never mind.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? That motion has been adopted 3-0. Okay.
I voted no.
Any other amendments? Okay, it is. The motion is Chief's Rec as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That has been adopted. We are now on page 27, and it is 0201, Judicial Nominating Commission. Chief's Rec, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 31, Supreme Court Law Library, 0401, Chief's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Been adopted. We are now on page 32. Circuit Courts. That's what I have. Is that right, or is that the
summary? Mr. Chairman,
summary?
That's the summary page.
That's
for
the summary.
Circuit.
We're on page 42. Is that correct? It's actually 41. 42 on your tab, 41 on your page. And that is Circuit Court's Common Jury Fund, and that is Unit 0501. Chief Shrek, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 43, Circuit Court Special Circuit Magistrates, Unit 502. Chief Shrek, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 45, Unit 0503, Circuit Court's Equipment. Chief Shrek, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 47. Circuit Court's Examination of Course 0504. Chief Shrek, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 49. Circuit Court Temp Services 0505. Chief Shrek, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Been adopted. Hey. I have page 83. Is that what you have? I want to make sure I don't skip any old divisions.
Actually, it's
52, Mr. Chairman.
That's what I said. I don't want to skip any old divisions. I did skip that. I skipped the circuit court. Sorry. Got it. Here we go. Page 52, Unit 0511, First Judicial District. Chief Shrek, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Been adopted. Page 55, 0521, Second Judicial District. Chief Shrek, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Has been adopted. Page 58, Third Judicial District, 0531, Chief Shrek, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 61, Fourth Judicial District, 0541. All those in Chief Shrek, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 64, Fifth Judicial District, 0551. Chief Shrek, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 67, Sixth Judicial District, 0561. Chief Shrek, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 71, Seventh Judicial District, 0571. Chief Shrek, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 73, 8th Judicial District, 0581. Chief Shrek, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 76, 9th Judicial District, 0591. Chief Shrek, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Time out.
Time out.
Just coming through here on the 8th Judicial District, there wasn't any exception request for salaries increases. The previous one in the 7th, it looks like there was in salaries classified. trying to remember if anybody can remember
position.
The difference.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Stubson.
Mr. Chairman, that, I think, was the new clerk in
new
the
clerk. Okay.
Circuit clerk's
yeah.
office.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
It was moved over from another. Okay. Thank you. Okay, now we are on page 83, Supreme Court Technology, 0601. Chief Schreck, all in favor?
No, hold on.
Whoa.
We're still on the Ninth Circuit, Mr. Chairman. I'm trying to find out.
Backing up, page 76.
Yeah, there was a Judge Young had said that he requested a position, and he said he didn't provide us with enough information. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, we're still in the circuit court. Judge Young is in the district court.
Okay, district court. That's what I thought. Okay, that's why I couldn't.
Thank you.
Too many judges, Mr. Chairman.
Sounds like an emotion. Okay, page 83.
Mr.
Supreme
Chairman.
Court, Representative Wallace.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to propose an amendment here, which would be removing the funding for priority number 2 exception request, the Supreme Court Learning Center. Basically, in their narrative, which is on page 80 of the electronic version or SC 79 of the paper version, it talks about their use of social media and that they sort of talk out of both sides of their mouth almost, because they're talking about reaching out through these things and then saying that they have to be careful how many citizens they engage, and then the funding all goes just for 4 kiosks in a single building in Cheyenne. And so I kind of am not seeing how that is really maximizing their effort to reach out, and so I would propose that we remove that funding.
Okay. Is there a second?
Not second, yeah.
Representative Burkhardt, second.
Just to help explain what this is, and I don't know who all has received some documentation on it, but it's actually a remodeling of part of the basement library in the state capitol, in the Supreme Court building.
Chief Justice, did she talk
yeah.
to us about
and this
it?
Is what the Chief Justice has talked to some of us, and I've got a tour on it. It's kind of mimicking a project they did in Colorado, where it's an interactive thing where you can bring in school kids, and the it's not just 3 kiosks. It's I don't know, there's probably 1,500 square feet are involved in the whole thing, where they turn it into a soundboards, to hands-on displays, to I think they're thinking of a video room and a bunch of other components of it, and so. That it's in the entire project, the minimum cost of it is going to be around $600,000 and probably more. And I think they're hoping and anticipating getting matching funding and a bunch of other things to get this off the ground. So that's just kind of more of a better explanation of what this whole process is. And, you know, they have hundreds of school buses and kids come through there. And it's really an interactive thing for them and for young folks to get in and actually get in and look at our court and visit it and be a part of it.
Okay. Any other comments? Questions?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
And just to follow up on that, I mean, if in the narrative, when they talk about it, was just a comparison that the executive and legislative branches use social media and cites examples of the legislature branch links the youth to Young and Democracy Facebook page. The executive branch agencies use a variety of Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube to get their message out. That's just an example of how other branches are doing it. Judicial branch is trying to put together this Supreme Court Learning Center so that when school kids come over there, as well as adults, that there's some things that would educate them a little bit. That's just additional clarification.
Representative Nicholas.
Yeah, thank you. And I would bring in an amendment or footnote that the...
Is this an amendment to the amendment?
Right.
Okay.
And that would be that it requires... 50% matching funds from private sources in order to fund the data computer processing, what do you call it, the development area.
Hey, is there a second? Second to the amendment?
I just want a clarification on the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Amendment to the amendment. Senator
on
Perkins.
The amendment to the amendment. I mean, 50% of nothing would be a matching fund of nothing would be nothing. Is that what you intended? Yeah.
Well, actually, I'll modify the amendment to put it back in, and then we'll put that back in.
Mr. Chairman, can we divide the amendment now, Mr. Chairman?
Okay, how about let's get back to the amendment. Here we go. Are there any other questions? All right, let's vote on this. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
That amendment's been defeated.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I was trying to find my district court. Anyway, did we do Supreme Court technology? We've already blown through that one.
No, we're right there. That's
okay, that's what I thought. That's why I asked you that question. Have we had a motion to eliminate the e-citation solution implementation?
We have not.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I would move that we remove the $1.5 million appropriation and we keep the $1.5 million already in there and then it does not revert. It stays in the budget.
Okay. Is there a second? Been seconded. Further discussion.
Isn't that the way to do it, Don?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. They have $1.5 million left over from this year, so it would just carry forward, and the net reduction would be $1.5 million general fund.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Hold on. Let's have some discussion on it first, please.
Let me explain again, Mr. Chairman, what I'm doing.
There's already $1.5 million in the program in the budget for this program. They haven't been able to implement it yet, and so it will revert at the end of the year. She wanted to have another $1.5, the same amount, to go for the next 2 years. So all I'm saying is don't revert. Keep the $1.5 you already have, and then we gain $1.5 million on our general fund.
Okay.
Right, Don?
Ready for the vote? Okay, all those in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's been adopted. Any other amendments? Representative Burkhardt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On priority number 3, statewide juror management, I would motion to cut that in half, reduce by 50%. And if someone will second it, I'll...
Is there a second? Representative Wallace, second.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Representative. This was described as being only for the convenience of providing computer access to jurors, for jurors. It's a one-of provider. It's a unique system, and here we go again with another unique system. A lot of money for something that seems a lot easier to do with a phone call, and that I've served jury duty, and they just give me a call.
Any other discussion? All those in favor of the amendment. Representative Stepson, are you?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I was just going to, I guess, on and against the amendment. You can do it with a phone call, but then you're talking in an incredible personnel time used to call all the people. I mean, these are happening all the time with hundreds of people. If you can get these automated systems, you're going to save a ton of staff time. I just think as a long-term investment in the efficiency of our clerk's offices, it's a pretty smart investment.
Mr. Okay. Chairman.
Senator Astor.
Thank you. I would be on and against. I've had a lot of experience with folks in Sweetwater County that have been selected for jury duty numerous times, and I was one that had asked for some information on, you know, how they do this and, you know, what the process is through Sweetwater County. And I know that it's traveled up to the Supreme Court. I know numerous people that have been selected, husbands and wives and folks that have been selected numerous times for jury duty in a row. And they talked about their antiquated system of doing it, and they're trying to get the updates, and I think this is the updates that they're talking about, because it certainly says the request for project funding to enhance the tools and electronic process by which jurors in Wyoming are selected and managed, and that's the key for this. So, you know, if that's probably, you know, we've seen electronic requests for certainly quite a bit more money than this throughout the state, and I think this is probably reasonable for you know what they're doing.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. All those in favor of the amendment, please say aye. Opposed?
No.
That amendment has failed. Any other amendments? Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If Representative Nicholas won't do it, I would propose the amendment that would require a 50% match to the Supreme Court Learning Center equipment from private sources.
Okay, it's been seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That amendment has been adopted. Okay, everybody got that? So any other amendments? Okay, the motion then is 0601. Time out.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman. That last amendment, you did not reduce the amount by half. You just required a
match. Okay, very good. So unit 0601, the motion is Chief's Rec as amended. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. We're on page 86, Supreme Court Judicial System Automation. Court Technology Judicial Systems Automation. And that is unit 0610, Chief's Rec. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 89, Supreme Court Judicial Retirement, unit 0701, Chief's Rec. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 93, Supreme Court Board of Judicial Policy and Administration, unit 0901, Chief's Rec. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 99, Board of Law Examiners Administration, unit 0101, Chief's Rec. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Now we're on district courts. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Time out. Yeah, go ahead.
On this one, yeah, I was just thinking if you wanted, you can see on page DC2, if you wanted a consent list similar to the board and commissions that you approved in block yesterday, that might be an opportunity to expedite things. If you wanted to just pull out the ones with exception requests, that's possible, too.
Okay. Are there any that members would like pulled out?
Need to change?
Yeah, that you want to make amendments
on. I move we have a consent list that includes them all.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Representative Stubbs.
Ask for removal of the 9th District.
Okay, 9th District's removed.
I tried.
We'll remove that. Okay, any others you'd like
to
remove?
I'm going to tell Judge Young, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, can we please have, do you want A, B, and C, Representative Stubbs? The 9th District has three agencies. Those would be agency, he said, 132, 133, and 141.
Which one is Judge Young?
Nine A. So you, Mr. Chairman, you would like to have 132 removed from the list.
That is correct. Judicial District 9A is my understanding.
Mr. Chairman, can we vote on that?
No.
Go ahead.
Okay, that one is removed. So we have a consent list excluding District 9A.
Yep.
All those in favor, Chief's Rec on the consent list, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted.
Mr. Chairman?
Now we go to Senator Perkins.
Just a question on point of order. I mean, ultimately, the Supreme Court is an agency, and isn't the law examiners an agency? Do we need to close those off before we I don't think we voted to close any of those.
What do you say?
Right. Mr. Chairman, I would concur. It would probably be best to have a vote to close 101 and a second vote to close 102.
Okay. So let's close agency 101 as the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Now the next motion is to close agency 102. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Those opposed? That's closed. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
If that's the case, then I move we close agencies 1 through 49 from yesterday because we didn't have that motion that way.
I think we voted on them, though.
We voted, but we didn't vote to close. We just voted on them.
I think that was basically the same thing. That was my... So they're all can be open tomorrow, is I guess what we're saying. Mr. Chairman, just to clarify, I would move that agencies 1 through 49, 48 that we did yesterday are closed.
Okay. Second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Okay. Have we voted on the consent list yet?
Yep.
Okay, we did. Okay, now we're on agency 132. Agency 132, and that is on page 166.
No, it's 60.
No. 132 is on page 169.
69, I show.
69.
I show 69.
It's 69. My tab's 101 off now. Okay, I got it. It's 170 on your tab, DC 69. Okay. Representative Stubson.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'd make the motion to remove exception request, the 964.
Is there a second? And motion seconded. Discussion?
Yeah, there will be a little bit, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Representative Stubson.
And Mr. Chairman, I certainly can appreciate how this is a valuable position, and I know Judge Young's district does a lot of work, but we also heard testimony that a similar situation arose up in Park County, and when the county commissioners decided not to fund that position, it went away. The state didn't jump in and take up that burden. And I just have some real concern that once we do this, that we can see a pattern of additional hirings by commissioners that end up in the state's lap eventually. So I just think every district court in the state has the same staffing, and that it would make sense to be consistent in this situation.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Nicholas.
This is a live person that's been there for quite a while in the office, and if we do this, then that person will get the pink slip. And I was just wondering if there's a way we can incentivize the county to come back and reconsider this, and so we can make it only contingent upon reevaluation by the county commissioners, and if they agree to continue to fund it, then we'll continue to fund our portion of that position, and that way we'll at least put the carrot out there for the county. Did we footnote it to that in that regard?
Mr. Chairman, I can't speak for the commissioners. I understand the issue. Maybe a way to rectify that might be to move to amend the amendment to do half, and with the caveat that since we're picking up half, to go back to the counties and request that they do it. And if it's not successful, Mr. Chairman, then we've got half, and then he'll just have to deal with it. It might be some kind of a compromise that might work.
Then my amendment would be that we fund half of the position contingent upon the county funding
the other half. Well, okay, that's an amendment to the amendment. Is there a second? I'll second it. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, just
go ahead.
It might have a better chance of succeeding if we just said we fund half of it and request the county fund the other half. But if they don't, we still have at least a quarter position there that they could utilize.
That's fine with me. I would accept that.
So you'd like to restructure your amendment? That's fine. It's fine with your second? Okay. Representative Moniz.
We could structure it similar to what we discussed with the incentive program for the university. We pay half. If they don't come up with their half, we don't pay nothing.
You can look at it out of the way, Representative Moniz.
Okay, so we have...
This is justice, so this is the courts.
We have an amendment to the amendment. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? That's been adopted. Back on the original motion, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Okay, so agency 132.
Mr. Chairman, is any? Do you actually want language in a footnote there, or is it implied by funding half of it.
Oh, I think it should be, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Mr. Coetzee.
I would yield to Representative Nicholas, but I think it ought to be in there. That's what we just talked about.
Yeah, I think it needs to be footnoted to make sure that everyone knows exactly what we're talking about.
Okay, Judicial District 9A. The motion is Chief's Rec as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Move to close 132. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Is now closed. Okay. Get back. I think that's it, isn't it?
That's it.
That's it. Okay. Let me get my next one up. Okay, next is Agency 103, Commission on Judicial Conduct and Ethics. It's Unit 0101 on page 8. And this is also the Chief's Rec. Is it? Everybody got it? Okay. Okay, the motion is Chief's Rec. Any amendments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Okay, motion to close Agency 103. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. We are now on Agency 151, Judicial District Number 1, and we're on page 18, Unit 0101. Motion is Chief's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It's been adopted. Motion to close. Time out. Time out.
Mr. Chairman, this was the agency where there was a what they called a personnel snafu.
Oh.
When he did the reclassification of positions without proper procedure, what it sounded like. And so we did some analysis based on the information that he provided. Should you choose to go with that to ratify the change of part-time to full-time, as well as adjust the funding in this budget according to the changes that he made as a result of reorganization. The overall reduction, there would actually be a reduction to this budget if you choose to go with this, with what he did. Of $86,857.
Second. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Don, time out.
I think we need to be very clear that that includes all reorganizations in that unit, not just the one position. If it's the one position, I believe the number is 10,800. If you look at the entire, and he did, a fair number of reorganization throughout his entire division, I just want to be very clear, it is the 86,850.
Okay.
857, excuse me.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Been adopted. Unit 0101 is Chief's Rec as amended. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Is that a Gov's Rec? That is a Gov's Rec. Back that up. Do I need to back that up? Please, no. Okay, on Agency 151, Gov's Rec as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Close 151. We did that. We'll close. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, now we're on 157, and we're on page 16. And it's District Judicial District 7 Administration, Gov's Rec.
As amended.
New agency. New agency. Are there any amendments?
Oh.
Hey, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Move to close 157. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? 157 is closed. 160, Agency 160, County and Prosecuting Attorneys. We're on page 11, Unit 0101. Gov's Rec, any amendments? Representative Stubson.
Yeah, we'll take a second and look at your notes.
Mr. Chairman, I would have a motion on the exception request to change the lower the exception request from $667,000 to $181,000.
Is there a second? A second for discussion?
And,
go ahead.
And Mr. Chairman, I apologize. I'm trying to remember and read my notes, but this was part of the cut that we made last time, and so we cut $122,000 last time. They indicated that they may be $181,000 short for actually the existing biennium. But then they asked for an overall increase of 667. So, I mean, it does seem like we're and remember we changed the statute last time as well to talk about this reimbursement. So, this amendment would take it so that they would be fully caught up through this biennium, but would not expand it for the next biennium.
Okay,
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Meyer first, and then Senator Perkins. Senator Perkins?
Sorry. Yeah, and maybe an amendment to the amendment. I think what we could do is we could just take the governor's rec and just make $181,000 effective immediately, and I think we'd get to the same place. Because what they're trying to do, I thought what they were trying to do from my notes was that they were going to be about $182,000 short, and if we just for this buy-in, we just made that 181 effective immediately, we wouldn't have increased the budget, but they can spend it earlier.
Representative Stepson?
Mr. Chairman, I think that actually gets them, I mean, that's almost as if, so we only cut 122 out of the current biennium when we went through the cuts last time. If we give them 181, we've actually expanded that cut, and given them that back and beyond for the current biennium, and then it also expanded them for the next one. So that, I mean, that doesn't really get to my concern.
Okay. Senator Meyer?
Yeah, I think if we're doing the math, we started out with 6026, and then we took 122 out of that, but they need 181 to finish off the budget, so the difference is about 60,000. So, I guess what you'd add the 60,000 to the 6026 plus another 60. Is that right, Mr. Chairman? I'm trying to look at it there, but the other point that I would make is that we're not reflecting any salary increases if we do that, if we hold them exactly at what the base budget was before, so we're treating this particular budget differently than the rest of the budgets. And I think that's where the difference comes in between what would be basically holding them exactly where they were, getting them through the biennium, and treating them like the rest of government and giving them the pay raise. So I guess I would speak against the amendment and hope that we could keep the total exception request.
Hey, Representative Stubbs.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, maybe I could... That if I could withdraw my amendment and make and if the second's okay,
that's okay.
And
I'm okay with that.
Revise
yeah.
the amendment.
Go ahead.
And what it would be is to reduce the 667, 680 or whatever it is to 362,000. And what that 362,000 is the 181 that they said they're short this biennium. It would increase the amount for the next biennium by that same amount, so at least hold them harmless into the next biennium, but not give them, this gives them an additional, essentially $300,000 over and above that.
Exactly.
And to the point of the salaries, I mean, this isn't salaries. This is a contribution to part of the expense of these attorneys. So I don't think the salary analogy is quite.
Okay, I'll second that.
Mr. Chairman, I'll second that because that was going to be my motion.
Okay, I will draw my second. Thank you.
Chairman.
Okay, let's now discussion. We have a motion on the table. Let's go, Senator Meyer.
And I guess to the salary issue is that that means that the counties are going to have to come up with all of the salary increase out of their half. And so if you're really looking at it from that perspective, if you want this, if you want the 5% of the $6 million, that's $300,000. Say the counties come up with 150, we come up with 150. You add 150 to your 360, then you're probably at the point where you've split the salary increases with the state. And so I guess my amendment, Mr. Chairman, would be to add $150,000 to the 360 to bring that figure up. Is what do we got? 360 and 150, 510.
Okay, is there a second to that amendment to the amendment? Hearing none. Okay. Lack a second. We're on the amendment. Question, Don.
A quick clarification. Did you want 181 effective immediate of your?
No.
Okay, Senator Perkins.
And this is why I'm still confused over the amendment as amended. Not as the amended and failed, but the actual amendment that was amended and still amended. I mean, as I understood, the 667,680 is actually. I mean, if you go back and look at what the program does, what it does is you reimburse the county attorney's salary by 50%, whatever that is. That's a state obligation. On top of that, then you reimburse 50% of the salary up to $30,000 for each deputy county attorney that's out there. And so as I understood the exception request was that when you take all that up and just add it, when you add that up, which is for the most part, you're going to be paying the $30,000 per the attorney plus half of the salary for each elected county prosecuting attorney, that's where the number came from, that the base budget's underfunded by the 600 and by the 667,680. And so what you have is you've got a chronic deficit that's there, and all we're doing now is we're relieving them of some of the chronic deficit, but not all the chronic deficit. That's not the county's obligation. I thought that was the state obligation. So maybe it's a statutory obligation. So I'm if that's not what we're doing, I'm confused.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Representative Stubbs.
That's not quite right because, remember, the testimony was the $600,000 is the amount that would be required if everybody was essentially receiving the maximum salary that could be given. And there are a bunch of county attorneys out there that aren't receiving the maximum salary. And so real, their obligations for this biennium, if you add 181 to what they have, they've met that obligation. So theoretically, if you add 181 to the next biennium, they've also met that obligation.
So Representative Stubson, it's in that last paragraph, the explanation. It says it could very well be less. And this amount that they've requested is the maximum liability to if they hired everybody at the full salary. You're correct. So that's... Okay, these funds would revert, though. They cannot be spent for any other purpose. They would revert if they're not used. But, okay. Any other discussion? We've talked this one pretty well. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
That amendment successful. Vision, all those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Magic number. Okay, that amendment successful. Any other amendments? Okay, so the motion is Unit 0101, Gov's Rec as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Move to close Agency 160. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's closed. We're now on Agency 167, and we are on UW Medical Education. I am on, I think, let me get this right. Page 16. Casper Residency Center. It's Unit 0101. Motion is Gov's Rec. Any amendments? All those in favor say aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 28, Unit 0102, Cheyenne Residency Center. Motion on the floor is Gov's rec. All in favor, say
time
aye.
Out.
Opposed?
Time out.
Time out.
Don?
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead, Don.
Mr. Chairman, another technical correction.
Okay.
This is the agency where the special revenue was reduced two times as a result of the removal of health insurance, the additional premiums for that. So this budget needs to be reduced in special revenue by $56,019. It was reduced too much.
Okay.
So we need to add back. I'm sorry. Thank you, Don. We need to add back of, but it's special revenue, not general fund. It was reduced twice, so we need to add it back once.
Okay. Move.
56,019, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Motion on 0102 is Gov's Rec as amended. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's been adopted. Mr. Co-Chair?
Mr. Chairman, you know, we've talked a lot about these family practice centers, and I'm not going to try to come up with an amendment at this time. We might think about it in the round robin, but clearly there's the things that have to be done. And I thought about half one-year funding and eliminate the second year, and all this just creates a lot of consternation that's probably not necessary. But we really need to take a hard look at this and think about that. Mr. Chairman, what your appetite is for this committee or to put it to the health committee or something, but this really needs to be looked at.
Okay, thank you.
It's festering, and it's only going to get worse.
Representative Moniz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a quick comment. I think the new president stated that in his remarks when we had a callback that they were going to take a serious look at that.
He did.
Yes, he did. Okay. Let me get back to my... We are now on page 37. WAMI Medical Education Instruction Contract. It's Unit 0201. Motion is Gov's Rec. Any amendments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 41, Unit 0401, Dental Contracts. Motion is Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 45, Accelerated Nursing Degree Program, Unit 0501, Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Been adopted. Motion to close 167. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Okay, Agency 205. Okay, let me get the right tab.
We're going to do that tomorrow, Mr. Chairman?
Well, really, there's let me get everybody. It's not that long a budget, really. No.
Okay.
No, that's in the school Capcom bill. And then there is school major maintenance out there, but we'll deal that with Capcom.
Big thing is the ECA.
Yeah, and that's a Gov's letter. So.
The ECA is a Gov's letter?
Yeah, it's in his salary letter. Yeah. Like the last page.
I don't think it's there.
Yeah.
Is it? In the last page?
Might not be. Might be. It's not on the last. On the second to the last. Or is it? Oh, that's a retirement. Yeah, here it is. It's on the last
page. He's calling that the ECA.
Yeah.
He doesn't say
well,
it's the ECA.
If you...
And you want to deal with ECA on this?
I think so. Deal with all that.
make sure. Okay, I'm on page 11. Everybody ready? Everybody's in the same spot. We're on page 11. It's unit 4101, School Foundation Program, Foundation Basics. Go ahead, Don.
Mr. Chairman, if there aren't any motions, there are two technical corrections to this unit. And again, it's unit 4101. The first item is payments on line 0255. This is for essentially borrowing costs for the school foundation program. This is based on an estimate that was done this summer. We believe that estimate is $10 million, not $9 million, which would be an increase of $1 million in S5 at the bottom. However, in addition, better news on line 0626, that's the actual grant and aid payments. The governor's rec is $1.5195 billion. That, again, was based on old enrollment data and old Craig numbers. The most recent enrollment data indicates that number should be $1,466,161,364. Again, that's 1,466,161,364, a decrease of $53,338,636.
Wow. $53 million to the good. Okay, good. And that, I would say, Don and Matt, I'll let you finish. That includes the ECA proposal, is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, that does include the ECA, or that number does include the ECA.
Okay, very good.
Been moved, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, are there any other, so that is a technical correction. It's been moved. Second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Any other amendments? Okay, so the motion is Gov's Rec as amended on unit 4101. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted.
And Mr. Chair, that's where we had the ECA, but we'll deal with it. This is where it would be. It was in this part of the budget, correct, or is it in?
It's in that big number, I think. It's also in the governor's salary letter, his last letter on the very last page, about two sentences. So, committee, I thought we'd deal with all those salary issues in that one letter in one place. He's got everything in one letter.
But, Mr. Chairman, the only problem with that, if you really want to do it, we can do it that way, but you're talking salaries there, and the governor's saying, well, the salaries will come from the ECA, and I'm not sure that I think you get the two kind of, what if you have a different idea on an ECA than you do on the salary package? And I think you ought to do the ECA maybe here, yay or nay it, and whatever it is, and then you deal with the salary package. And then if he wants to offset it against it, I'm just thinking about...
Do you want to re-vote on the ECA? We did that in Casper. We voted on the ECA back in October.
Well, I think Representative... Nicholas, you still got a... Have you got a proposed amendment on the ECA?
Okay. I think there's probably several ideas on salaries, and we've talked about a lot of them, and I think we'll just have to vet those. I'd thank Mr. Co-Chair and make those motions when we get to that, when we deal with the Gov's letter. Senator Meyer.
I guess when we have salaries here, could we get A&I over here at that time, so because we may have some questions that are technical.
Okay. Matt, you'll be here, and we'll... Hey, Don.
Whenever the committee does pick up or take up the ECA, we do have footnote language that would need to be incorporated into the bill to ensure that we have the right number for the energy component, the supplies component, and the salary or personnel component.
Mr. Chairman, if we do that in the governor's letter, then we could go to the governor's letter, vote on the ECA, do whatever we do with it, then that's out. Then that could be put back into here, then turn around and try to do salaries. Is that what you want to do? It seems to me that if there's an amendment out there, let's find out if it has any merit. If it does, fine. If not, then it's in the budget here, and then we move and adjust accordingly.
Okay, I think your point is there's three parts, I think, to the ECA now. Is there four parts, instructional? Matt, why don't you just send them to the instructional piece, the energy piece, salaries classified and salaries certified. Is that what it is?
Mr. Chairman, you had the energy component, you had the supplies materials component, you have the non-professional staff salary component, then you have the professional staff salary component.
So those are the four parts. And we've been calling that a... Now I'll just say, nice try. We've been calling that a 2% ECA, recognizing that if you read the governor's letter, he talks about a 2.09% salary increase, because some of those components are lower than 2%, some are higher, and we've used that generic term 2%. You guys have adjusted the numbers, though, correspondingly to the recommendations that we saw in CASFER, as I recall. Did I say that right?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. The professional staff ECA is a 2.09% ECA, and then the non-professional staff is a 1.91%.
Okay.
The average is 2.
And those are the two biggest parts of the whole.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
Okay, very good. Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, we voted for an ECA of 2% for the first year. Then that, of course, was biannualized, so it appeared in the second year, $19 million. So it's $38 million. That is correct, and it is 2%.
Mr. Chairman, it's 2.09% for the professional staff, 1.91% for the non-professional staff, and then you have a 1.50% for educational materials and supplies, and then a negative 1.06% for utilities. All those combined is about a $39.5 million amount for the biennium, and it's only effective that. That increase is for the fiscal year 15, and that is carry forward for the biennium.
So how much money, Mr. Chairman, do you add in 2015?
Mr. Chairman, it would be half of that. It would be about
that's
$19 million. And so whereas the governor's salary proposal is 2.5%, 2.5% in retirement, that compounds. It's 2.5 and a 2.5 to make 5. This is 2%, and it's carried through. It's not 2 going to 4.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. It's not compound. It's just sustained for the biennium.
Yeah.
And until next recalibration.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'm not trying to get at the ECA specifically, although I have some feelings about that. But you can see how if you compound the salaries, and then the ECA is not compounded, yet you tie the K through 12 salaries to the ECA, I'm not sure how you're going to draft something like that.
Mr. Chairman, in your Joint Education Committee, will again meet next October and make a recommendation to this committee on a fiscal year 16 ECA recommendation.
One year at a time.
And so we do address this at a year at a time.
Mr. Chairman, you'll already be at 39. It's in there.
Mr. Chairman,
you're going to recommend more.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
Yeah, I understand that.
Well, actually, you'll be at 19, and then you're going to sustain the 19.
Mr. Chairman, once you put the – if you were to adopt this ECA for the biennium, you're locked in at $39.5 million, and then if you were to include an additional 2% next year, that would be compounded. I don't have the numbers off the top of my head.
You're locking in $19 million per year.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
Every year. Yeah, I mean, you could add up the last 10 years and say it's $1 billion, but it's $19 million a year. That's what you're adding.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
So, Mr. Chairman, just to put it to rest, $19 million happens in 2015, the next fiscal year, and then that goes, it's compounded. I mean, it goes on to the next year. Then when they meet to bring back another ECA, it would be on top of that.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
That's correct. I recall, Matt, wasn't the original JEC proposal was 2% in 15 and then 2% in 16, which would have been the 19 going to 38. And then 38 would have been carried through every year thereafter. And Representative Nicholas, I think, made the motion to do just a one-year ECA.
Mr. Chairman, theirs was similar to that. Their recommendation was to adopt what you have before you, and then in addition, whatever these amounts would be next year, whatever the recommended cost indices would be next year, whether it be 2% or 3%. They recommended
just to see how it came out through our consultants.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. So it could have been another 2% on salaries, or it could be 3%
or
lower.
Whatever the cost basis.
They just wanted
the market.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, they just wanted to sustain or inflation-proof the model for the biennium.
Okay. Okay, very good. Any other questions?
Well, Mr. Chairman, if Representative Nichols is not going to make it, I'll make the motion. And that is that we go to a 1% ECA that will be, so it'll be instead of 19 million, it'll be 9.5 million. And then that turn will be another 9.5 million to get to 19 million.
And Mr. Chairman, just to clarify, 1% to the non-professional staff and the 1% to the professional staff?
Mr. Chairman, I'm talking about the gross number. Divvy it out proportionately. I want to cut it in half. So however it fits in each one of them, adjust.
Mr. Chairman, if I can clarify, then you would want to reduce each of the cost indices by half. Okay.
So we come up with the half of the 19 million.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I understand.
If I can get
that.
A second.
There's a second.
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? Senator Meyer.
And so when we look at the salary structure for next year, really all we heck, I guess we can only look at giving a 1% raise. I got to figure out, you know, just how much we can actually. Well, yeah, we can only do a 1% raise, or I guess it's 2.09, so it's 1.045. So you're at 1.045 raise for professional staff, and we've got the money to pay for that. And then in the next year,
it just stays at that number.
It just stays at that number.
Correct.
Now, Mr. Chairman, you know, whatever we want to do with the salaries, we can, if we want to do 2% or whatever, and if you want to have it 2% and 2% like the states, then you just have to add the money to the foundation program. You know, this is the starting point. Wherever you go with salaries is in addition to. Or you could offset it and credit it. I mean, all I'm trying to get to is make it simpler. And that's, it makes it a lot simpler and reduce it. So.
Well, Mr. Chairman.
If
you leave it exactly where it's at, you just give them a 1.045% raise rather than a 2.09% raise. And then you'll have enough money to pay for that, and you see what happens next fall. And then you stay at 2.09 in the ECA, just where it's at, and the salaries you go to 1.045. And so the first year, you take half of that 2.09, and assuming there's no ECA increase, then the next year is 1.045, and you've got the total amount of money matched up with the ECA with the total amount of salaries over the biennium. Now, if we come back in the fall next year and the ECA goes up, then you can go ahead and adjust the salaries accordingly. If it goes down, then you adjust the salaries accordingly.
Well, but Mr. Chairman, if you do that, then you're not going to treat K-12 the same as the way we're trying to treat everybody else. So I think that gets into another mess.
Well, I think Senator Meyer, and I'll go to Representative Esquivel. Max has been waiting patiently, but I think Senator Meyer is talking about trying to do a 2-year deal. As I understand what you're saying, basically taking this ECA and breaking it into two-year deal. First part, is that how I understood? That's not a proposal. You're just talking.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm saying that you're just matching up the salary with the revenue over the course of a biennium because that's what's in front of us today. Now, if you want to go into discussion about we're not treating education the same as the state employees, that's a true statement as far as this biennium. But you have to remember that years ago we had put in like 16-19% raises were there. And so education necessarily doesn't track with the executive branch, never has, as far as funding or salaries.
I guess just to bring this back home for it, of course, education is on a cost-based model. What did the consultants come back? Did they recommend a 2.09 for professional or whatever those numbers?
Mr. Chairman, I'll answer it based upon how we wrote the monitoring report. What we found in the monitoring report was relatively no pressure, no cost pressures on salaries. Our consultants have recommended on the non-salary side of the model to adjust their cost figures every year by their recommended indices, and to monitor the salaries each year to see if cost pressures exist. If the cost pressures exist, then you research that further. And if that research provides evidence that there is pressure, then you do provide a cost adjustment. Now, we have not seen pressure on those salaries, so those recommendations were not really to provide an ECA to the salaries with the, without the pressure. The non staff area is a little different because we fund about $22 million more on that side of the model than our consultants have recommended. So by providing a cost adjustment to the legislative side, you're just going to increase that gap from $22 million to $23 million. For example, supplies and materials for elementary school students is $140-some-odd on the consultant side, and it's twice that for our legislative model. So by providing an ECA on the material side, you're just going to widen that gap between the cost base level and the legislative model.
Right. Looking at your monitoring report, it's all over. Well, it's somewhat all over the map. Some are a couple places or perhaps the model's wrong.
Right.
And, you know, and we'll recalibrate
and,
that.
And, Mr. Chairman, just one other note. You know, we have that gap of around $90 million. The reason for that large gap is because the legislature has chosen to fund more staff than the consultants recommend. It's not because the salaries are higher. It's just the number of staff that you have are more. Does that make sense?
And that's particularly in grades 4, 5, 6, but even in the high schools too, really all through the model.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, grades 4 through 12 are really the larger areas.
They recommended the small ones, K through 3. Okay, Representative Escobel has been waiting patiently.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Matt, what would be the effect of that co-chairman's motion on the energy component of it, since it's already negative? It would be a double negative?
Mr. Chairman, we would have it be 0.53 reduction rather than a negative 1.06.
Well,
Mr.
Okay,
Chairman,
any
I think
questions?
Everybody's ready to vote, and let's just vote it up or down and move on.
Okay. Everybody understand the motion?
Question. Mr. Chairman, I'll restate the motion. Okay. Is to take the ECA to 1% or approximation, half of the amount that it is now, and adjust and go ahead and buy individual ones that we've reduced. Make sure the number comes out to half of where we are now. However, you have to just incrementally do that. And it comes up to, instead of 2% this year, which automatically becomes 2% in the next year, it's 1% this year, which automatically becomes 1% the next year.
Okay. Is there any other comments? Senator Hastert?
Mr. Chairman, I just don't think we need to go this route. I just would just be opposed to this. I think that there just isn't really, we had a 2% ECA recommendation from JEC, who studied this certainly much longer than what we have. We've brought it down to 1, and now we want to cut that in half, and there just really isn't, I just would be opposed to that. It just really isn't necessary to do that.
Okay, Senator Hastert, I agree. I'm going to oppose the motion, and I think sometimes, folks, you look at the education side and you think that's a lot of money for salary increases, but there's not quite twice as many K-12 employees as there are in the executive legislative UW Community College. It's about 10,000 in the one group, about 17,000 in the K-12 side. So you do a pay raise, it's more people. It's going to cost more, and I think sometimes we look at that bottom line and think it should be the same or whatever we think, but I'd encourage you to resist this amendment. Okay, all for the question. Those in favor, raise your hand. 6. That motion has failed. Okay? I counted 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I counted 7. I missed somebody the first time. Is there six or seven? A second. Okay, I missed it. Okay, so that motion is successful. Okay, any other amendments?
Mr. Chairman, okay. I'd like to say one thing, and I never thought that we should tie the ECA to whatever we want to do with salaries. And I think they should be separate, and that's the, and if you tie it to 1%, and that's not right to do 1% if we do something differently. And I never intended to tie the two together.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. So the motion then is we're in unit 4101. Is that right, Don? This is an amendment to 4101. Okay. So the motion is GovsRec as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Show of hands. All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. Okay. Next is
Mr. Chairman. One note. Yeah. I'll get you a new number for 4101 tomorrow because we'll have to adjust that.
Basically, it's going to be reduced by that amount.
Mr. Chairman, not quite exactly. Because your recapture amounts will increase. So it's not a one-for-one on your entitlement side. So I'll get you another number.
Okay,
tomorrow.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, next is page 14. It's a spreadsheet. School District Retirement Reimbursement 4103. Dubs Rec. Go ahead. Representative Burkhart.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like some clarification from staff. I have a note that says this needs to be changed to $13,250,000.
I think the number has been, there is a Gov's letter, I think, on this as well, and I think we'll deal with that then as a Gov's letter. It was underestimated. Okay, very good. So we're on page 14. Okay, motion is Gov's rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Move to close 205. All those, is that right? Let me see. I got a few more. I was on the top level. Now we're moving to court order placements, page 17, unit 4201. Motion is Gov's rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 21. Mill levy supplement is being zeroed out. Gov's rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 22. Foundation specials. Unit... Okay, page 25. Thank you. Unit 4502 is instructional facilitators. Motion is Gov's rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Been adopted. Page 28, National Board Certification. Unit 4503, motion is Gov's rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 30, Unit 4504, CTE Demonstration Project. Motion is Gov's rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 33, Unit 4505, Distance Ed Grant. Gov's rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 35, Summer School, Unit 4506, Gov's rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted.
No.
Okay, now we're on... Page 39, student assessment. Motion is Gov's rec. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Now, I've got an amendment for student assessment. I'll come back and do that as a general footnote to the whole. Okay?
Okay.
I'll do that when we're finished. Now, we're on page 42, WDE priority programs, unit 4603, zeroed out. Gov's rec. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. 45, wind infrastructure, zeroed out. 4604, Gov's rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 48, digital and distance learning. 4608 is the unit. Gov's rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Okay, are we on unit 4702?
Yep.
Page 62. Wise implementation. Motion is Gov's rec. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Okay. That completes that. Let me just
find my amendments. And I know, Matt, you prepared that for me. And, folks, it really is a carry amendment of what we've done in the past. And I've got it here, but I just want to make sure. Okay, you got it. Okay, there's actually the next, there's two amendments. One will be in 206, one in 205. And let me just read this, and this is what we've done, we've had in the past. It's all changes to the department's budget as authorized by this section shall be documented through the B11 process as authorized by Wyoming Statute 921005. The department shall use the B11 process for budgetary additions and transfers between and within the department division, including additions, transfers at the unit level. So that's the amendment we've run in the past. No. And so I'd like to insert that still. I think we run that one more time in the budget. Basically, we're going to get documentation of transfers within this department. Okay? Okay. Seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, it's been adopted. Okay. Motion to close Agency 205. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, now we're in Unit 2 or Agency 206. This is the Wyoming Department of Education. I'm on page 17. This is Education Trust Fund, Unit 0402. It's been zeroed out. Gov's Rec, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Okay, on page 22 is Unit 1001, State Board of Education. Gov's Rec, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 28, Administration. Unit 1002, Motions Gov's Rec, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Next is page 32, Finance. Unit 1101. Motion is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 37, Operations, Unit 1102. All, Gov's Rec, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 40, Workshops and Conferences, Unit 1103. Gov's Rec, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 45, Data and Reporting. Unit 1104, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's the Gov's Rec. It's been adopted. Page 49, Fusion Resources has been zeroed out. It's Unit 1105, Gov's Rec, all in favor say aye. Opposed? Been adopted. Next is page 52, NCS, and Unit 1152, Gov's Rec, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Okay, next is page 56, State Standards, Unit 1201. Been zeroed out. Motion is Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 60, CTE Maintenance of Effort, Unit 1204. Motion is Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 62, Unit 1205, CTE Finance and Innovation. Motion is Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 65, College and Job Aptitude Tests. Unit 1226, motion is Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 69, State Standards. Unit 1227, motion is Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye. Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 72, District Assessment System, Unit 1228. Motion is Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 77, Hathaway Scholarship Program, Unit 1229. Motion is Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 80, Private School Licensing, Unit 1230. Motion is Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 82, Duval Scholarship, Unit 1232. Motion is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. 84, Wyoming Education Trust Fund. Motion is, it's Unit 1233. Motion is Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Been adopted. Opposed? Been adopted. Page 86, NAEP, Unit 1251. Motion is Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 90, Assessment and Related Activity. Okay, I'll have an amendment later. Unit 1252, motion is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 95. CTE Perkins, Federal Perkins Grants, Unit 1254, Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 97, CTE Federal Leadership, Unit 1255. Motion is Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Okay, we're now on unit on page 102, Special Education, Unit 1301. Motion is Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 104, Outreach and for the Deaf, Unit 1302. Motion is Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Vision Outreach Services, page 109. I want to just take a minute and check your notes. I just want to make sure we haven't passed anything on the Deaf, Outreach to the Deaf, and the Vision Services. Seemed like I had notes here. I just want to make sure. We are on 1303, Vision Outreach Service. I'm just perusing my notes on page 107. I see a couple that I want to. The governor denied a couple exception requests. And I had my notes to reinstate this funding. And so, members, my motion is priority number three. It's the $20,000 that was denied. And then also, another priority is really a similar is the on page 108 is the $207,455 in general fund that was denied. And so I'd move to reinstate those. Move and second. Any discussion? The question is, what was the $200,000 for? The basis for the request, really, it's about library resources for folks who are visually impaired. And that's what this was about. It's, they've had an agreement through Utah State Talking Books Program, and basically this is a cut to that. And that's my notes. Anybody else have anything else? So when it came across, I put a big thumbs down on it because it just didn't sound right. Okay. Any other discussion? Okay, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
No.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
All those in favor, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Opposed? How many we got in there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Senator Hastert? Are you voting? Okay. Now let's restate this a minute.
It is a denial.
Senator Hastert, I made a motion to reinstate funding for the visually impaired that the governor reduced.
My apologies.
And so
I just want to raise your hands on the motion one more time. Those in favor, raise your hands. One, two, three, four, five, six. Opposed? One, two, three, four, five. Okay. That motion is passed.
That is a substantial increase from 90 to 207. I'd like the department to report back as far as the utilization of these funds to, and address the effectiveness of this program. So just in case we made the wrong decision here, but if we made the right one, we'll reinforce our decision. If not, we won't have buyer's remorse.
So a reporting requirement on that. I'll second the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, that's been adopted. So the motion on 1303 is Vision Outreach is GovsRec as amended. Okay, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It's been adopted. We're on page 112. Unit 1304, Cops Juvenile Detention. Motion is GovsRec. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. We're on page 115. St. Stephen's Indian School, Unit 1305. I have a few notes. I just want to double check. I'm okay. Any amendments? Everybody's good? Okay. Motion is GovsRec. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Been adopted. Page 118, Early Learning, Unit 1306. Just checking again. I had notes. I'm good. All GovsRec. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 121, State Accountability. Unit 1308. Motion is GovsRec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. K through 3 reading assessments are on page 124, and that's Unit 1309. Motion is GovsRec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 127, State Special Education. Unit 1326. Motion is GovsRec. All in favor say aye. Opposed? Been adopted. Page 131, Teacher Leader Quality, 1327 is the unit number. Motion is GovsRec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. School Improvement on page 134, Unit 1328. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 137, Unit 1329, Montgomery Trust Fund. Just pause for a minute. Okay. In the past, we've made sure that some of these funds were used for camps for the blind and visually impaired. I think we're at a point where we don't have to... I think it's at a point where we don't have to expel that out in the budget, I think. But I'm going to make a call on the round robin, and some of us know where this is. Okay, so I'm good with that. Anybody else? Any amendments? For now, I'm good. Okay. Okay, motion is GovsRec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 141, Unit 1351, Special Education. Motion is GovsRec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 145, State Personnel Development. Unit 1352, Federal Funds. GovsRec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 147, Unit 1353. Deaf and Blind Grant. GovsRec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 149, Preschool, Unit 1354. All those in favor, or GovsRec, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 152, Title III, English Language Acquisition, Unit 1355. Federal Funds,
Governor's Rec. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Then adopted. Page 154, Title III, Immigrant. Unit 1356. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Gov's Rec have been adopted. Page 157, Title II, Teacher Quality, K-12. Unit 1357. See, it's federal funds. Gov's Rec. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 159, Title II, Teacher Quality, Higher Ed. Unit 1358. Gov's Rec. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 161, Title II, Part B, Unit 1359. All those in favor of Gov's Rec, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Homeless Ed Education, on page 163, it's Unit 1360. Gov's Rec. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 167, Title I-A, Admin. Unit 1361. All those in favor of Gov's Rec, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And adopted. Page 170, Title I, N&D DOC Grant. Gov's Rec. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 172, Title I, N&D DFS. Unit 1363. Gov's Rec. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 174, Title 1A, LEA, Unit 1364. Gov's Rec, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, been adopted. Page 177, Unit 1365, Title 1, 1003A. Gov's Rec, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, been adopted. Page 180, Title 1, N&D, Subpart 1, Unit 1366. All these, as you've noticed, have all been federal funds. Gov's Rec, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 182, Title I, N&D Transition. Unit 1367, Gov's Rec, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 184, Title I, Migrant Education, Unit 1368, Gov's Rec, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 186, Title I, 1003G, Unit 1369. Gov's Rec, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 188, Title I, N&D, Subpart 2, Unit 1370. Gov's Rec, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 191, After School Learning Centers, Unit 1371, Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Page 194, After School Learning Centers Admin, Unit 1372. Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. And we continue on. Let me find my tabs. Okay, we're on page 199, School Safety and Security, Unit 1401. Gov's Rec, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And adopted. Page.
Time out, Mr. Chairman.
Time out.
Did we do that 13? Okay. Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to bring to Representative Escobel's attention about the additional money that the governor recommended for anti-bullying here.
Yeah.
You asked for us to bring that up to you.
Thanks, and that is in my, it's in my notes on 198. Go ahead, Representative Escobel.
Let's see. And the amendment to that that I'd like to do is add 100,000 of suicide intervention in. But this 200,000 is already in there, or he's only recommending it, so he wants the legislature to, or the JAC to make that decision. Is that correct?
He put 250 in there? He did. It was not recommended. He put it in. Okay, so the governor put that in, and he wants us to kind of take action on it. Don?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. $200,000 is for the bullying, and $50,000 is for the WE-TIP.
The WE-TIP, you're correct. And that is on 197 is where that explanation.
So then, Mr. Chairman, my amendment would be to add $100,000 for the suicide intervention program as well here.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Don?
Mr. Chairman, just because this unit has both general funds and school foundation program, the $250,000 the governor added came out of the SFP.
Right.
Could I, the sponsor identify the source he wants for the $100,000?
The same SFP?
Are there federal funds available for it? I mean, who knows, but yeah. Never mind, I'll withdraw that question.
Usually.
Okay. Of course there is somewhere, but everybody's okay. Okay, so we have a motion. It's been seconded. Any discussion? Okay. All those in favor of the motion, say aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. Motion's adopted. I don't know. I think it was like 3-2 one way or the other. Okay, all those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, poll. I will. Okay. Any other amendments? Okay. Let's go to page 203, pupil transportation. It's unit 1402. Motion is Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Then adopted. Page 206, USDA Nutrition Memorandum of Understanding Unit 1403. Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 210, USDA School Lunch Unit 1451. Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 213, Unit 1452, USDA Commodities Distribution. Gov's Rec, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Unit 215, USDA Food Salvage, Unit 1453. And Gov's Rec, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 219, Unit 1455, YRBS. And motion is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Don, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I believe all the balance of the units have a zero governor's recommendation if you wanted to take them in block.
Mr. Chairman, we ought to go through each one.
I'm sorry, I stand corrected. There are.
Well, you got the Dovis. Dovis? It's Dovis. Is that how you pronounce it? Dovis? Yeah, but these are all zeroed out. They're old unit numbers. I think we can get them all but one or two. Okay, what do you got?
Mr. Chairman, there are two exception requests, but as a result of the Gov's Recs, they are all zeros, if that makes any sense. So between page 221 and the end of the book, there are two units with exception requests, but they are all, the governor's recommendation is zero.
Okay, so we can have a consent motion to accept the Gov's Rec on those two units and the rest are zeroed out as per governor's recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. And that is the end of that book. Is that correct? Senator Meyer?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Don, I was trying to find out where the school facilitators came in this whole thing, and I thought they were going to be in here. Were they someplace else?
No, we passed it.
205.
They're in the one before.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
$40 million.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
$40 million over 2 years. That number, that $1.5 million, is a 2-year number? 1-year number. That's a 2-year number for state aid. Yeah. So the state kicks in about $750 million a year to help this. Yeah. Oh, yeah, $750 million a year. That's a biennial number. $750 million a year for entitlement districts to bring them up. How much of that, how much are we recapturing now, just while we're talking? What were our recapture payments?
Mr. Chairman, it's around $160 million a year.
And recapture members are those districts that produce so much tax revenue, more than what the model is necessary to run their districts, comes back to the state.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, may I ask a question about that? On the recapture district, how often do they pay? Is it like a quarterly? Is there a before they send it in?
Mr. Chairman, they pay once in January, and then they pay once again in June. They pay 50% if they have a certain percentage of their revenue. I think it's only Pinedale that pays 50% in January and 50% in June. The others pay 40% in January and 60% the balance in June.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, do they don't net out against their guarantee. They send the check in, then the check turns around to total and it goes back out then, right? They don't net it out.
Mr. Chairman, restate that.
Go ahead.
They don't net what they owe the state against what the state owes them for their guarantee portion. They just send your check in, and then it's calculated, and then another check goes out to them. Correct.
Mr. Chairman, we don't send them any checks. We do provide at the beginning of the school year what we call a recapture or advance payment to provide them some cash flow, and they pay that back by December 15th. And then when they get their tax collections in November, December, then that's when they make their first payment for recapture. And then they get their other big mineral payment in April, May timeframe. And
yep. Mr. Chairman, they're able to have enough money that they can pay all that they should be getting anyway, plus send more in. I got it. Thank you.
So they don't get any payments. They just pay in. Can you give us, I know we've got a chart just kind of showing that with pie charts. I've had it and given it to our caucus, maybe for the committee, just to kind of show the breakdown of where the money comes from the mill levies, the local mill levies. I know we've got that document. I've seen it before. And just show out where the local funding, how much local funding is still funding local schools. But it's all in there. I've seen it. You know,
Mr. Chairman, you want the state, like the makeup from the state and the local?
Yeah,
or?
The whole makeup, the whole bill that goes into K-12 education. And that number is about $1.5 billion a year when you count the local resources. And the state, is that right?
Mr. Chairman, it's about right. We'll base it on the January Craig numbers, and we'll do it for the biennium, or we just want it for the current fiscal year.
I just want to show just one fiscal year is fine. Show how it comes. I think that'd be a good thing. Pie charts, I've seen it, and then the committee can get a good visual of where that money comes from funding.
Okay.
Hey, Senator Meyer.
And Matt, question I have is that I think this is how it works: is that if a district puts 40% in on January and they paid their December payment, and let's say they got 20% more money than they actually say they collected 60%, so they get the interest off that 20% and anything else that comes in until the next payment. Is that right?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. They get to keep their interest.
Okay. That wouldn't be too hard to pull that number out, too, would it?
Mr. Chairman, we can pull interest for all school districts. All school districts receive some type of interest, and we don't count that against our local revenue.
Yeah, okay.
To this unit, and it deals with all the testing. Go ahead, Matt.
Mr. Chairman, I think the footnote you put on 205, I think you want to repeat that one. I think your intention is to repeat that one on 206 and then an additional.
Do both of them. That's okay. So I want to... The one we ran in 205 about any movement of funds within this this agency will be documented. All these B-11 transfers will be documented. The second one, I think, is really important. And we have new administration, kind of a new start. It's really the testing and assessment budget particularly. And what we ran in last year's budget took all the testing assessment funds for the PAWS, ACT Explore, local testing funds, and really segregated those funds and did not allow them to be transferred to any other parts of the budget. And So that's what the intent of this motion is, to run that again to make sure. And then it gives us a clear handle exact on how much we're spending on testing as we move forward. So if you want me to get a copy, I don't think you want to read it, me to read it to you. And we, that's really it. I don't know what else. You want me to run a copy for you, members? Or did I give you enough explanation? Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
And I think you've got, generally got it. Okay. It's been seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Okay. So we've adopted these for Unit 20, for Agency 206. Don, did you get that? We adopted both those amendments for Agency 206. Okay, is there any other amendments to 206? No. Okay, Don, we're going to close this out then. If we're...
Mr. Chairman, this would be the opportunity or the place to look at... National history.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me. Oh. I even got pictures. And it's so late. I know how this deal works. You're all grumpy. Here, I got pictures. Here. Take it. Come on, pass it around. All right. Oh, thank you, Don. God, this is the most important amendment of the whole day. I say that with a wink and a smile. Hey, I tell you, this is a picture when I was at Billings Senior High School here about a month ago. So I did a little research on this. It's called a Freedom Shrine. And so I did a little research on the website, got on all this. I was talking to a couple of House members, and you could buy these, of course. There's not any of them in any high schools in Wyoming. They're all over the country. But not any in Wyoming. And so some of the House members suggested, why don't we put school kids to work on this and have a little contest to design a Wyoming/American Freedom Shrine, and what documents. So if you flip to the backside, these are actual photographs of the original documents. And then if you flip to the backside, these are the documents that you see in that picture. So it was one of the coolest things I've seen in high school. And so I sat there and just read and read and looked at it in between basketball games. So you can see it's about as cool as it gets. And all the way from the Mayflower Compact to, you know, the I Have a Dream speech. So, but anyway, instead of just copying this, the idea from my House member colleagues, really their idea is say, let's make a contest out of this, come back with a proposal, and then we'll look at it. So I have an amendment somewhere. It's for $5,000. Do you have that amendment in front of you, Don?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I had it a couple hours ago. Okay, so out of this general fund appropriation, could be school foundation funds, I guess, $5,000 will be expended for a contest among Wyoming high schools to design a national state freedom wall display that can be replicated and installed in every Wyoming high school. No later than November 1st, 2014, Department of Education shall report to the governor, superintendent of public instruction, joint education, interim appropriations committee on the winning submission, as well as the estimated cost for replicating the winning display in every Wyoming high school. And so when you talk to people, you can buy this canned thing for like $800 on the internet. But I've been assured by some of my fellow House colleagues, hey, we can come in way under that and kind of design it, but put some Wyoming history in it as well, the rich history of this state. So anyway, that's the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
$5,000.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Co-Chair.
Just a question. Will it be like this in every school? Is that what we're... This is neat. I agree with you.
That is the plan, is to really develop our own model, and then we can replicate it, and we can make that decision. You know, those of us who get reelected or back here next year in this committee would decide whether to fund it to put it in each school. My original thought was to come with like $84,000, $1,000 for each high school. Many of our schools are K-12, so it'd fit, but we backed off that and thought, let's have a contest with our kids and come up with a uniquely Wyoming Freedom Shrine. Okay. Any other discussion? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. That's been adopted. Any other amendments to 206?
Mr. Chairman,
reminding me.
I got one.
Representative Escobel.
I'm going to take another stab at this and try for $50,000 in suicide intervention. And I didn't really tell the committee much about what's going on in the Cowboy Challenge program, but they have this program up there, and he's been real successful. You know, I know that's a little bit more of a military setting, but where the suicides are happening and why we rank in the top five consistently are in the high schools. And I think with the bullying program, if you just add that little piece in there, we might be surprised about some of the differences we can make. And these are the kids that are probably making tough choices in their lives. So I just feel strongly about it. But I got a packet over here if anybody. I did share it with Senator Meyer yesterday.
Okay, I'll second that. I'll just say this, too. I think Wyoming ranks fifth in suicides or somewhere in the top five. It's a stat that's horrible. What do you do? I mean, whether this $50,000 will make a difference, who knows? I mean, Riverton just experienced one, a senior kid in there. I mean, you know, who knows? I mean, it's such a horrible deal, and it tears at your heartstrings. You wonder if $50,000 will make a dent in any of it. I have no idea, but appreciate the amendment. Any other discussion? Okay, all those in favor of the amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's been adopted. Okay, any other amendments on 206? We will have a round robin. Okay. Vote to close 206. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Oh, I just hit the X button instead of the open button on my next one. So you got to bear with me. I got to go to the library. We only got a couple more. Is that right, gang? I think, are there two left? Okay, I've got Board of Equalization next.
Yep, 211, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we're on page 15, Board of Equalization Administration. And that's page 15, unit 0101. Motion is Gov's Rec. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Motion to close. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. That was agency 211. I think if you say four, then I'm missing. What's the next number that you have?
222, Environmental Quality Council.
EQC.
I don't think I got it in here, but I can use... I must not have opened it somehow. Okay, so we're on page 13, and we're on unit 0101. Environmental Quality Council. Motion is Gov's Rec. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's been adopted. Motion to close. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Next, what's your next one, Mr. Co-Chair?
Chairman, I've got the Board of Veterinary Medicine. We did that one. Did we do that?
And then is it administrative hearings? Is that last?
Administrative hearings.
Okay, that's what I've got. Okay, the last one. Okay, we are on page 11, unit 0201, administration. Gov's Rec, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Page 15, unit 0202, all other. Motions, Gov's Rec, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Been adopted. All those in favor... Motion to close. Please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Closed. I think we're finished with the individual agency budgets. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, I believe so. You have three items left that I'm aware of. You have capital construction, you have section 300s, and you have round robin.
And the gov letters.
And the governor's letter and the Supreme Court has a letter.
Mr. Chairman?
Okay.
Mr. Co-Chair?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, just a question and maybe a request. And I was outside talking to Matt on the ECA to try to get exactly what's going on, and it's confusing to me. And so the question, Mr. Chairman, is, as I understand it, the ECA recommendation by the consultants for the prototypical model on the cost-based recalibration was they felt no pressure on the salaries, but they saw supplies needed to go up and utilities needed to go down. But yet, the way it's worded is they saw no pressure, but if you thought you needed to do it, this was a number. It's really vague to me. So I just would ask that we get that back so we can all see exactly what that was. And the whole purpose of that is to try to not have the ECA, in my opinion, maybe I'm wrong, and tell me if I'm wrong on this, the ECA said no salaries, and so if you're trying to tie in the governor's letter to salaries, the ECA amount, when they said there's no pressure on salaries, that to me was a conflict. And that's the one thing I was trying to get to. I mean, if we're going to talk salaries for the teachers, yet the ECA said they see no pressure, then you shouldn't tie the increase in the ECA that's nebulous to start with wherever you are on salaries. You should deal with the teacher salaries, government salaries, whatever, on their own. And that's what I'm trying to get really clear on. So maybe we could get some more information. And if we need to, Mr. Co-Chair, maybe Matt can go through that. Maybe everybody here understands it, but
well,
me.
I think it's similar to the university block grant. I mean, we say we're giving them a 2.5 and a 2.5, and we give them that money. They really can do whatever they want with it. And that's the same thing that we do with our schools. And really community colleges. You give them a pot of money. The only ones we really spell out are our executive branch salaries. And so that's really the difference. It's exactly like the University of Wyoming. And you pick a number and a percent, what you want it to go up, and you fund that. And that's really it. Now, are there other ways to fund? You bet. Last year we did a one-time bonus. Absolutely, you could do that. You could do what Senator Myers talked about, a dollar amount per month. You could pay 1% retirement. You know that's exactly 1%. There's a lot of ways to raise salaries. But generally, it's been a block grant because we all ran, on local control and said local school boards will deal with that. So that's where it's at. Now, so we have those issues deal tomorrow. We'll get back tomorrow. We'll start up at 8 o'clock tomorrow. And anticipate that we might have to round robin on Friday. And if we do, we'll work no later than 10 a.m. I know there's several folks who've worked their schedule around that. So great work today, staff. Worked your tails off, both legislative and executive branch. Appreciate all your good work. And members, appreciate all your good work. So have a good night.